What is up, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you're all having a very pleasant afternoon here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, I know that it's a rather cloudy day outside, not exactly like the weather forecast said for us today. So, in the hopes of brightening your afternoon, I'm going to be playing for you some very good Asian music. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for tuning in to Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM. Now, this week we're gonna start it off a little differently. Our Canadian artist of the week is none other than Gina from Cube Entertainment. Now, I actually haven't heard much from Gina, but then I found out that she is a Canadian, specifically from the Vancouver area too. She spent some time as a JYP Entertainment trainee and then debuted as a soloist under Cube Entertainment. So the song I have for you from Gina today is called All Back Off So You Can Live Better, which features label mate Yong Joon-hyung from Beast. Specifically, it's the English version, since I do believe that each of us can benefit from understanding a song, understanding the lyrical content. So let's get right into it.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight. Baby, you can say goodbye.
Tell me what you want. I'm not afraid. Look into my eyes and tell me so. Try to hide, no need to lie. I just wanna know why you gotta go. I guess you got another girl. Your love for me has faded away. You know. Still, you can't seem to let go. Baby, you can say goodbye. Turn away, just walk away. Baby, you can let me go. Cause being with me hurts me more.
Baby, you can say goodbye. Turn away, just walk away. Baby, you can let me go. Cause being with me hurts me more. All the love you gave me, you can take it back. All your love, just take it back. I'm not gonna shed another tear. Just gonna let you go.
Baby, please don't say-
That was Gina's "I'll Back Off So You Can Live Better." A little more melancholic, and I suppose it really does kind of suit the weather outside, since it is rather unpleasant. And I think songs like this are really good. It's just that they hire singers' vocal ability a lot. They really let the vocals shine through without being overwhelmed by the instrumental. So we're going to change it up right now, though. Wang Lihong is up next with this song "Mei," which simply means beautiful. So with the weather like it is outside, I think it's better that we play something a little more suitable to the hopes that we have for good weather. So that's coming up right next. A little bit of lighthearted fun. Wang Lihong's "Beautiful." That was Wang Lihong's "Mei" off his 2010 album, The 18 Martial Arts. So the album is actually his most recent studio project, but he's currently taking a bit of a break from the music scene. A lot of people know that he actually got married late last year, so he has a family life to keep him busy now. And he will also be appearing in some movies in the near future, including a film for Stan Lee's newest superhero, Annihilator, who happens to be an ethnic Chinese superhero. And Lihong is going to be the star of that movie. So he'll also be appearing in Michael Mann's new film, which is set for early release early next year. So everyone keep an eye on Lee Holm, not just his music anymore, because this Taiwanese-American megastar is now solidifying his status as a global icon. So congratulations, Lee Holm, on all your success, and definitely can't wait to hear more music from you. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, more music on Asian Wave 101, so stick around.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no? GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
All right, we are back on Asian Wave 101, and this next song, in my humble opinion, is one of the best songs that was released in Korea this past year. Now, I'm a huge fan of R&B music, and generally, R&B music is known for having some of the best ballads around. This next singer, definitely an artist that has his own formula for ballads, and I'm talking about K-Will. So his songs definitely stand out amongst other ballads. They're often a lot more up-tempo, and his vocal tone is something that isn't very common in Korea either. So K-Will's ballads are generally more acoustic in sound as well, rather than having a piano-driven melody like other Korean ballads. So K-Will also doesn't tend to appear in his own music videos, but that's besides the point. So his music is definitely very good. It's something I believe that all ballads should kind of try to emulate in the future, so definitely continue to check them out. And this next song is called, you'll have to excuse me, my Korean isn't that good, 촌스럽게 왜 이래, which also known as You Don't Know Love. So kick back and relax to the musical styling of K-Will.
Yeah.
That was Kay Will's You Don't Know Love, and right after that we heard Girls' Day's Something. Something is the single off their mini-album Everyday 3, released this past January, continuing with Girls' Day's new image of being a more refined and more mature group that it really is contrasting with what they started off with in the beginning. They started this trend of this image of being more refined with the song Expectation, and it really contrasts with their original image of being more pretty and I guess a little more cute at the same time. Definitely go check out more of Girls' Day. They're one of the hottest groups in Korea right now, and hopefully we hear more from them soon. So this week, summer school has started here at UBC, as it has at other schools as well. So it might be summer for a lot of university students, but here at this moment, there are many students here working hard to get some elective credits for their degree, progressing their major, or simply because they want to graduate a little bit sooner. Regardless, I think we really need to find some fitting music for this situation. So the artist coming up next is a very talented soloist within the Chinese pop world. Coming from Taiwan, he goes by the name of Yan Jue, or by his stage name Yan Jay. He's a singer-songwriter, he's a producer and a composer. He's also another one of those very much do-it-all type artists. So the song is called Biye Sheng, which means graduate, off his 2013 studio album Love Times Pi. So the song's lyrics talk about finishing education, being happy, glad that they had made it, and the anticipation that comes with being eager to really finally start their lives. And in the end, it's all about the accomplishment. So for all of you here, still here at school, working hard, or just trying to graduate, or if you're just here for fun, just know that it'll all pay off in the end. So here is Yen Jae's Graduate. That was Yen Jue's Graduate, so I hope you all enjoyed that. If you caught the chorus and you understand a little bit of Mandarin, you would have heard him say, 我是毕业生. That just means, I'm a graduate. 我告别了一些人. He's getting a little bit sarcastic at that point because he's saying, I'm somewhat better than some other people. So regardless, all of us are here for an education in order to, you know, have a brighter future. So in the end, it'll all pay off, and that's all that matters. So it's about that time again to start nosing into the business of the celebrity crowd, and a lot has happened this past week, so we're going to get into it with Asian entertainment news. Now, I say a lot has happened, but I should clarify that I mean, again, a lot of relationship news has happened in the Chinese language entertainment world. So sifting through all those articles again, I found some newsworthy stories. So the prediction that I made last week about the Chinese language part of Asian entertainment completely stopping within a month's time, it still stands. Anyway, First up, Chinese actress Sun Li, also known as Betty Sun, is coming under fire for the birth of her second child. The reason for this is because she had her second child, a daughter, in Hong Kong to avoid punishment for having more than one child. So I'm sure everyone is very familiar with China's law regarding having children, the one-child policy, which is quite self-explanatory. Recently, there have been amendments made to the policy, relaxing it a little bit, and this amendment pretty much states that if one of the parents is an only child, then the couple is allowed to have a second child. So neither Sun Li nor her husband, actor Deng Chao, fit that criteria, which means that they would have to pay fines for having a second child, and that fine would be based on their income. Since both of them are popular and well-known celebrities, the fines would no doubt be substantial based on their income. So to avoid this, Sun Li acquired Hong Kong citizenship through something called the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme. And so her daughter is now a Hong Kong citizen, and thus the parents have avoided punishment. Now, that is the reason why a lot of people are criticizing her, but I can only present this story to you as it has been presented to me. I'm definitely not an expert on any of this stuff. So to Sun Li, hope both you and the baby are doing well. Wishing you all the best and good health and continued success in your career as well. So next up is a story coming from Japan. And so a lot of people have been commenting about the transformation of the famous monster Godzilla in light of the upcoming reboot of the popular franchise. So Godzilla is a Japanese monster that was created in the 1970s and has since gone on to become an icon for monster movies and monster movie lovers, and one of Japan's most beloved pop culture icons. So no doubt the Japanese are very curious to see the American interpretation of one of their favorite characters. So when clear stills of the movie were released, Japanese fans took to the web and are apparently calling this incarnation of Godzilla fat. So some thought that the new Godzilla looks stronger than its predecessors, but others have posted comments along the lines of, "He's so fat I laughed, where's his neck, he's gone and supersized himself, I'm not surprised, a spare tire is expected in middle age, gee, even Godzilla has metabolic syndrome these days." So all those comments make for a very good laugh, and the article even contained a chart to show that Godzilla has indeed gotten much bigger in size since the 1970s. Regardless, though, the new movie looks amazing, so definitely get ready for that. And now we're going to make the jump over to Korea. So first up from Korea, legendary group G.O.D. has officially made their comeback after 8 years on hiatus, and I honestly thought that they had broken up, but they did not disband, and they had actually been in talks for a reunion for some time, and on May 8th, they released a song titled The Ugly Duckling ahead of their new studio album and comeback concert in July. All the proceeds from the song will be going towards relief efforts in the Sewol ferry tragedy that occurred last month. Definitely be on the lookout for G.O.D. Their music really defined a generation in Korea, and they're back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and definitely support the song Ugly Duckling. It is going towards a very good cause, and be on the lookout for that. So next up from Korea, DSP Entertainment has revealed the first two contestants in a project involving seven girls to find new members for girl group Kara. So the first contestant, named Sojin, was revealed in a short 45-second video where she expressed her love for dancing and her dreams of standing on the stage someday. So the second contestant, named Siyun, has been revealed in a similar fashion. Now, for anyone who's not familiar with what is going on with Kara, the girl group Kara, they are a group that debuted in 2007 with four members, and after a rather lackluster debut, one member named Seung-hee left the group, leaving the group with Nicole, Kyuri, and Seung-yeon. So in 2008, after holding several auditions, two new members were added, Hara and Chi-young, and they achieved massive popularity with their new material released as a quintet. So this past January, it was announced that Nicole would be leaving the group, as was Chi-young, after her contract expired in April, which has now passed, again leaving Kara with three members. So again, DSP is on the hunt for new members, and this time they will be chronicling the selection process as a reality show, and one new contestant will be revealed each day leading up to the start of the show. Yesterday was day two, the day before that was day one. Today is day three, so I believe the third contestant has already been revealed. So if you are interested in finding out about Kara and the future of the group and these new contestants, definitely go find that. Again, this is not the first time that Kara has had a lineup change, and the last time they had, they came back even stronger than before. So definitely wishing Kara all the best of luck for the future, and hopefully whoever they pick as the new members will have something fresh and exciting to add to the group. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Kyu what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Get your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
UBC faculty, staff, and alumni are invited to be part of the movement to help make UBC healthier. UBC Moving Minds is an annual free event promoting the use of breaks from work to support your health and well-being. Come anytime between 12 and 2 p.m. on Thursday, May 15th to Martha Piper Plaza for a short walk and receive a free stainless steel water bottle. For more information, contact kin.outreach@ubc.ca. That's kin.outreach@ubc.ca.
All right, welcome back. And just before the break, we heard some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world. Whether any of it was exciting or not, I'll leave you to be the judge of that. So one piece of news that I did not mention is something that every fan of K-pop has been waiting for a fairly long time. So XO, easily the hottest boy band active in Korea right now, as well as all across Asia, has made a comeback. Their new single titled Overdose was released just last week and has been simply burning up pretty much all of the music charts in Asia. And the two music videos for the song have already gotten well over 10 million views on YouTube collectively. Now, I say two music videos, so I'll give a brief explanation for anyone not too familiar with EXO. EXO, as a group, is divided into two teams, EXO-M and EXO-K. So the K stands for Korean and the M stands for Mandarin. The K team promotes in Korean, primarily in Korea, and the M team specifically targets a Mandarin-speaking audience. So EXO has 12 members divided into those two teams. Four members are Chinese and promote as part of the M team. So EXO's Overdose is up next. Specifically, we're going to listen to the Mandarin Chinese version of it, showing some love to the M team because the music video for the Korean version has twice the amount of views as the Chinese version. So EXO-M, Overdose, also known in Mandarin as Shangyin on Asian Wave 101.
Come in. So bad, no one can stop her. Her love, her love. 我想要她的一切，她的爱就是唯一的定律。
像是触电，心跳快到极限窒息的瞬间，站立叹了一口气。
Her love, her love 就是唯一的解药，就是魔法就涂到death to me，全身都麦沸腾着，终于能驾驭这感觉。
That was XOM's Overdose. Very strong comeback. I'm sure it'll be on replay for some of you after you heard it. So since we're on the topic of Korea's top groups, I cannot forget to mention the group that to this day is simply dominating the entire entertainment industry, not just in music, but also in fashion and acting and music composition as well. I'm talking about Big Bang, one of the most iconic Korean boy bands of all time. Their last studio project was released back in early 2012, and since then the members have focused a bit more on their solo activities. But no worries, they're still together as a group, and they have some more solo material is set to be, it's going to be released very soon. Big Bang's impact on modern K-pop has yet to be matched by any other group, and they are a must-listen if you're interested in Korean music, so definitely check them out. This next song is called Bad Boy, which is off their fifth Korean EP, Alive, and it brought back a more hip-hop sound, which is a bit of a throwback to their original style. When Big Bang debuted in 2006, they were marketed as an R&B slash hip-hop group. So let's listen. Bad Boy, Big Bang, coming right at you.
Baby, come back. Charge, drop it on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
알밤은 내가 너무 심했어 네가 진짜로 떠나갈 줄은 몰랐어 내가 미안해 이 말 한마디 어려워서 우리 끝까지 가 내 성격이 더러워서 말도 안 되는 일로 다투기를 하루에도 수십 번 너는 면서 뛰쳐나가 난 주위를 두리번 다시 돌아오겠지 내 힘이면 분명 먼저 연락이 오겠지 아침이면
oh, Baby 난 못해 너무나 못돼서 도착해주고 싶은데 잘 안 돼 Every day and night I'm so mean Cause I'm so real I'm so real
But I can't change 네가 사랑하는 나는 sorry I'm a bad boy 그래 차라리 떠나자 가게 you will get girl 시간이 갈수록 날 알면은 할수록 실망만 남았겠지만
Baby don't leave me You love me, 왜 그래 솔직히 난 말이 네가 피 You ain't my lady, 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 lady My lady, 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 lady
보통 남자와 달라 너무 힘들다고
yeah.
넌 아직도 소녀같이 너무 여려 매일같이 웃어주는 네 곁에 내가 너무 어려
바쁘다는 핑계로 약속을 미뤄버려 미안한 나 속상한 마음에 고개 돌려버려 내 꿈속의 신부 이제 그냥 친구 헤어짐이 아쉬운 우리들의 침묵
Baby 못해 너무나 못해서 도착해주고 싶은데 그게 안 돼 I'm so mean, yeah. I'm so real, I'm so real.
But I can't change. 네가 사랑하는 나는 sorry, I'm a bad boy. 그래 차라리 떠나 잘 가요, you a good girl. 시간이 갈수록 나 안다는 할수록 실망만 남았겠지만.
Baby, don't leave me. I know you still love me. 왜 그래 솔직히 난 말이 네가 피. You ain't my lady, lady, lady.
Baby, don't leave me. I know you still love me.
왜 그래 솔직히 난 말이 네가 피. You ain't my lady, 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 lady. My lady, 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 lady.
네가 사랑하는 나는 sorry, I'm a bad boy.
Sorry, I'm a bad boy. Sorry, I'm a bad boy.
그래 차라리 떠나 잘 가. Yeah, you were good girl. 사랑하는 나는 sorry I'm a bad boy
Sorry I'm a bad boy
그래 차라리 떠나자 가요 You were good girl
That was Bad Boy by Korea's top boy band, 8 years into the game, still doing it big and making a bang. The group has 5 members and all of them have released solo music, so if you want to hear more of Big Bang, go check out their solo work. My personal recommendations are group members Taeyang and Seungri. Taeyang is spelled T-A-E-Y-A-N-G and Seungri is spelled S-E-U-N-G-R-I. So our next song is from a girl group that has also been getting a lot of attention these days with their energetic stage performances and a bit of a sassier image. I'm talking about the group Sistar. So the next song is off their second full-length studio album released in June of last year. The song is called Give It To Me, which has a sound that, again, it's not very commonly heard in K-pop. It's a little softer, a little more restrained. I'm actually not too sure how to describe it, but if you listen to the song carefully and you watch the music video, it actually has a distinct cabaret show feel, and it's a good track, definitely one of their best releases. Here is Sistar, Give It To Me.
Give it to me. Bravo. Yes, indeed.
This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
That was Sistar's Give It To Me. Hope you enjoyed that. They are a very solid group. They have a very consistent sound. Now we're going to move on, though. We have an independent artist that is ready for his time in the spotlight. And this week, we have Gray, an up-and-coming artist from Korea. He's a producer, singer-songwriter, and a rapper as well. He's produced tracks for some very well-known hip-hop acts in Korea, including Moon Swings and Gary from Lisang. So he was the first new artist to be signed to Korean-American recording artist Jay Park's new label, AOMG, which stands for Above Ordinary Music Group. And not too long ago, he released his own studio project, a four-track single titled Call Me Gray. So I'm going to play the lead track from the single titled We Homhae, which means dangerous, and coincidentally features the CEO of AOMG, Mr. Jay Park himself. It's a mellow, laid-back hip-hop track, perfect for cruising, but, you know, had the weather outside been a little bit better, I would have told you that if you're listening to this song in your car, I want you to roll down your window and, you know, crank it up. But since the weather outside is rather bad and this is cruising music with the summertime feel, I'll say just listen privately for now, and we'll definitely hear more from Gray in the future. So right now, Gray featuring Jay Park, Dangerous. We Home Hit coming up next.
Gray.
Welcome to the G-World 여기로 다가와 Flying bird 어디든지 날아가 you my world 알고 싶은 나를 열어줄래 네 마음 그래 원한다면 뭐든지 다 I will give you my all My all My all My all Diamond rings gold things and so on My all My all You're the best girl for me come on 모두들 허풍이지만 I can give you my heart
We are here on the we are here 넌 자꾸 만나 시용해 무단 말도 넌 지겨워 뜨겁겠지 뻔하게 난 것 중 하나겠지 We are here on the we are here 대단해 넌나 어지러워 어지러워 이미 뭐해 봐 빠져나올 수 없어 어쩌면 당연하지 yeah.
평소에 조금 들이대서도 이번엔 정말 달라 선수처럼 보여도 난 여자를 가려 okay. 나를 한번 믿어봐 가식은 절대 아니야 회를 한번 쏠게 이건 나의 사심이야 You're a beautiful girl Let me tell you what I do for you girl 한날에 한 번씩 해외로 여행 들고 갈게 나 그 정도는
그걸로 부족하면 말해봐 뭐든지 나타나게 해줄게 난 너의 마술사 요리사도 아니면서 뭘 그렇게 가늘 봐 나랑 바로 떠나 자실 타면 우리 앞으로 10002처럼 많이 봐
We are here on the we are here 왜 넌 자꾸 만나시오 누구단 말도 넌 지겨워
뜨겁겠지 뻔하게 난 것 중 하나겠지
We are here on the we are here 대단해 넌 나 어지러워
나올 수 없어 어쩌면 당연하지
나 태어나서부터 여지껏 이런 감정은 처음이야 아직도 믿기지가 않아 네가 계속 흔들고 있어 내 맘 So 오늘 밤 네 주위에 남자들이 넘치고 수없이 많아도 I don't give up It is gonna be okay 너와 같이 애를 바라볼래 So mama gon' do that I know you want it too gon' do that
We are here on the we are here 왜 넌 자꾸 만나시오
뜨겁겠지 뻔하게 난 것 중 하나겠지
We are here on the we are here 대단해 넌 나 어지러워 어디로 니 미모해봐
빠져나올 수 없어 어쩌면 당연하지
La-la-la-la Feel so good
La-la-la-la
Feel so good
La-la-la-la
빠져나올 수 없어 어쩌면 당연하지.
Dangerous from AOMG's first new artist, Gray, Jay really has assembled a very promising lineup of artists for his new label, and we'll definitely hear more from the AOMG crew in the future. So our last song of the day is from Taiwan, and it's sung by Elva Hsiao, one of the most prominent pop divas in the industry, and the track is off her 13th studio album, and the song is called 最佳听众, which translates essentially to Best Listener, and it features Han Geng, China's dance king and former member of Korean group Super Junior. Now, today is the third broadcast of Asian Wave 101, so with this last track titled Best Listener, I would like to express my gratitude for all the listeners out there, whether you are hearing this for the first time today or this is your third time listening. Thank you for tuning in. Really, really thank you so much. And we're just about out of time, too, so I'm going to leave you with this thank you song. Be sure to tune in next week for more Asian music and entertainment news, but don't go just yet. Stick around, because at 5 p.m. we have C-Morg hosted by Matab, another show exclusively on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Take care, and I'll see you all next week.
Thank you.